Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Latest information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, that's the Department of Meteorology, in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to be very low. The 10.7 centimeter solar radio flux has dropped to 75 at 7.5, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to very low level 13, that's 1.3. Now those levels of activity are not expected to change significantly in the near future, which just means that high frequency propagation on long haul multipath transmission modes, that's worldwide transmission, on frequencies above about 13 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will not be very reliable. However, frequencies above about 30 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Now, some frequency occupancy notes made here in Melbourne. This is between 2000 and 2030. In effect, broadcasts in the 31 and 25 metre bands. First of all, 31 metres. 9325, Radio Cairo in Egypt with its Hausa broadcast. 9490, Kuwait, the Voice of America, with its programs in French to Africa. 9565 and 9610, two frequencies in parallel from Germany, that's the Nauen transmitting station, for Adventist World Radio for its French programs to Africa. And 9635, the Voice of Turkey in French to Europe. 9645, China Radio International, one of many CRI frequencies in this band, broadcasting from the Kunming transmitting station with programs in French. And 9670, the Vatican Radio, from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican, with programs in English. And 9760, Guam, KSTA, Adventist World Radio, broadcasting in the Russian language, that's morning, early morning service in Russian to Eastern Europe. 9770, another frequency for Adventist World Radio, this time from Issedun in France. This has been recently introduced, and it broadcasts in the Mua dialect for Africa. And 9810, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with transmissions in English in the period 1900 to 2000. In the 25 meter band, the Voice of Turkey, another frequency for the French service. 11750, World Harvest Radio International in the USA, the religious broadcasting station in English, noted here in Melbourne via Longpath. And 11880, Adventist World Radio via the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station with programs in Africa in the Die Eula language. And 12060, RTM, that's the station in Morocco, broadcasting from the Issedun relay station in France with its French program. So that was a summary of some notable frequency occupancies monitored here in Melbourne recently between 2000 and 2030, and that propagation pattern reflects a good reception at that time over the darkness paths from Europe, Africa, Asia and the Middle East, and a partial darkness path That's long past from the USA. Some international station news now. After a run of 76 years, the BBC Tamil radio service has moved off shortwave. It was a major source of information during the Lankan War, according to a report in the Indian press. For Kavi Raja, a working professional, keeping himself updated with current affairs and international news earlier used to be through the BBC Tamil radio broadcast, from the war in Sri Lanka to the Gulf War. Our source of updates in the 1980s and 90s was the Tamil BBC radio service, he recalled. Nearly 76 after it was started on May 3, 1941, the broadcast had its last showing on April 30 this year. The shortwave broadcast, which became a daily program from 9:15pm to 9:45pm in the 1990s, initially began as a weekly program. The radio broadcast then became a bi-weekly program in the 80s. For people in Tamil Nadu and Sri Lanka who were keen to know more about current affairs and international news in particular, and wanted to listen to it in a language they were comfortable with, the Tamil service was a staple. The radio broadcast was always known for its objective reporting of the Sri Lankan Civil War and had a lot of listeners from there, said Sampath Kumar, a former BBC correspondent. Apart from the programme Pashtu Andru Ketan, Tamil translations of the works of Shakespeare and George Bernard Shaw, done by Sankaramurthy, were fascinating to hear. Through these special programs and news broadcasts, many of us improved our Tamil vocabulary, Mr. Raja said. Tamish also offered a platform to virtually trace the history of so many interesting topics, which included the Tamil theatre and music, and this made for some interesting programs. A large number of listeners from Sri Lanka could be attributed to the fact that the broadcast played a huge role in bridging the information gap during the war there, recalled T. N. Gopalan, a former correspondent with BBC News. With the explosion of 24-hour news channels and websites, many people from the Tamil diaspora continued to listen to the Tamil news broadcast online in the late 2000s, he said. An article on the BBC Tamil website announcing the end of the Tamizhosu service stated that in the 1980s, the broadcast proved to be a major source of information during the war in Sri Lanka. The article further stated that while the radio broadcast will be stopped as more and more listeners migrated to television, internet and social media for news, BBC Tamil will continue to have a strong online presence. So it's not as though the Tamil service has disappeared completely. It's continuing to be offered on the internet. And that was a summary of the BBC Tamil radio service, which has now gone off the air on shortwave and medium wave after a run of 76 years. Some information now from monitoring sources in Bulgaria by the shortwave SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter. First of all, reception of Telediffusion the Algeria by the station, the broadcasting station in Issedan in France, noted on 9655 between 2000 and 2058 with 500 kilowatts, 162 degrees, the Holy Koran program in Arabic to Central Africa. And 2000 to 2013 on 12060 from the same transmitting site, Issedan, also with 500 kilowatts, 194 degrees, French News Bulletin to Northwest Africa. And from 2013 to 2058, same frequency, same transmitting site, Arabic Network Chain 1 to Northwest Africa. The Lutheran World Federation, Voice of the Gospel, by the Issedan transmitting station in France, has been noted in Europe on 15315 between 1830 and 1900 from
500 kilowatts and the antenna at 180 degrees. Programs in African languages to West and Central Africa. And another station noted in Europe from Issedon, a relay station there in France, Radio Al Mukhtar on 15205 from 1500 to 1558 with 100 kilowatts, 125 degrees to East Africa with programming in Arabic. Quite a number of stations, broadcasting stations now using relay at Issedon. The Voice of Greece, noted on two frequencies, 9420 and 9935, from 1830 in Greece, from the Avalos transmitting station to Western Europe. And Guam, fair reception of Transworld Radio Asia in Eastern Europe, broadcasting on 9975 between 1430 and 1500, 200 kilowatts, 285 degrees to South Asia in English, and that program is Mondays to Saturdays only. And the Voice of Indonesia, noted in Europe, on 9525 from Jakarta, 1300 to 1400 in English to East Asia, with 250 kilowatts and 010 degrees. And the program broadcast over the Far East Broadcasting Company, Manila, in the Philippines. Program originating from Radio Teos, that's T-E-O-S, on 11650 between 1500 and 1600 to Central Asia in Russian, and that's 100 kilowatts, 323 degrees. And the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, heard in Europe, 11750 from the transmitting station at Trincomalee, 1630 to 1830, broadcasting the City FM station on relay in Sinhala to the nearer Middle East. That's 125 kilowatts and 345 degrees. And the reception of the FIBA, Far East Broadcasting Association radio, via the Trincomalee relay in Europe, 1415 to 1428 on 9775 to Southern Asia, English, and 125 kilowatts, 345 degrees.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.